straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find.
Hello, and welcome to the Brothers Bro Podcast. I'm your bro, Dayton.
And I'm your bro, Easy. And I'm here, sad to report that we're not doing our live podcast this week because all of our platforms aren't completely lined up yet, so it's our fault. But on December 29th, we will be having a live podcast, we promise, this time. Okay, I just want to let you guys know that before we start getting into this way.
Our platforms will be lined up.
Okay, Dayton, let's hear the joke of the week.
Okay. We're gonna go straight to the joke of the week. Joke of the week is brought to you by Life with Lemons, just the story of a girl who happens to live colorfully. Why do the French eat snails?
I don't know. Why do the French eat snails?
Because they cannot stand fast food.
Okay. Maybe you don't. Maybe you eat snails. What if you ate snails? How would you feel if we were making jokes about you?
Actually, I don't eat snails.
Okay.
I eat the good stuff.
Okay, we're gonna sled right into this week's big word of the week, which Dayton also has for us.
Big word of the week is brought to you by All Type Fence, which is located in Douglasville, Pennsylvania. Today's big word of the week is poised, which is spelled P-O-I-S-E-D. Which means having a composed and self-assured manner, having a graceful and elegant bearing.
Good. Okay, Dayton. So, when have you ever been like poised or whatever?
Well, I'm never poised.
Never?
No.
Never at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Not even in these podcasts.
He's never poised for Brother Response Institute.
Nope. I'm never self-assured.
So, we're going to jump into this week's tech fact, which Dayton has for us again.
The tech fact is brought to you by the Grove Presbyterian Church, where church and life meet, with our great pastor, Kate Murphy. In 1822, Charles Babbage created the first computer.
Wow.
1822.
He has a funny name.
Back in my heyday.
If you switched his letters, his name would be Bartles Cabbage.
Oh.
Okay.
We should start a new segment, like, switching the letters of people's names.
Okay.
Julio Jones would be the first one.
Okay.
Be Julio Hones.
Okay. So he created, like, the very first computer. Was it, like, really big?
I don't know. You should look it up on Google.
Of course.
Or Bing, but not a lot of people do that.
Okay. So we're going to run into this week's book recommendation. This week's book recommendation is The 7 Days of Kwanzaa by Angela Shelf Madeiras. This book discusses the origins, meanings, and principles of Kwanzaa so you can understand what this great holiday is really about. So, Dayton, if you read this book, you think you would understand Kwanzaa like a lot more?
Yes, I would.
Okay. If you would like to send us in a book recommendation or any of these other segments that we're about to go over.
Go over like a speed bump.
You can contact us at brovsbro@outlook.com. Okay. This next segment I'm going to be discussing what we're going to be doing next week.
Next week. Not this week. Next week.
Okay. Next week, we will be discussing the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a holiday that was discovered by Molana Karinga. Kwanzaa began in 1966, after Molana Karinga saw the Watts riots in Los Angeles, and they made him feel like African Americans needed to celebrate the special circumstances of their heritage. Kwanzaa begins on Wednesday, December 26th of 2018 and ends on Tuesday, January 1st of 2019.
2 different years.
And there are 7 principles, 1 for each day of Kwanzaa, which we will be discussing next week. Just had to catch you guys up on that.
You're going to ask me what I think about this. Well, first of all, his name is Colana Moringa. Yeah.
No, that's switching his... Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course you would do that. We're going to slide into this week's kid challenge. So, Dayton, what's this week's kid challenge?
First of all, kid challenge is brought to you by Easy iPhone Repair. If we can't fix it, it ain't broke. The phone number is 704-941-0802. Okay, so this week's kid challenge, it's not that hard. I could do it. That's how easy it is. Leave a small, unexpected gift for somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a very good kid challenge.
So, like, I could leave Easy a phone cord. Small, unexpected gift.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
A pink one, too.
A pink one?
Yeah.
I like pink.
Definitely unexpected.
Okay. As we start to wrap up this podcast, we're gonna just get you guys up to date because we our platforms, you know, online. So like
platforms. It's like a fart.
Okay. So first, so of course, our live podcast, as we said earlier, will be on December 29th. No matter how unaligned our freaking platforms are.
Wait, what time is it?
7 o'clock. On Facebook Live.
7 a.m. or p.m. or r.m.?
p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Also, it would help us a lot if you could follow us on Podbean or iTunes or wherever you like to get your podcast from.
Nah, it's just Podbean and iTunes.
No.
No, don't even try.
Okay, anyway. And this is the last week that we're going to be having competition to give out gift cards for people who listen to us say stuff.
Yeah. Very odd stuff, too.
So, of course, what we have to do is email us at barbershop@outlook.com what podcast number you listen to, what your name is, what your address is, but it's just for mailing you stuff.
Yeah, okay.
What you have to say about that particular podcast, and we're gonna pick two people.
There is no fraudulent activity here.
We're gonna pick two. Oh, sorry.
Add three to that. It's five people.
We have a major update in the River Grove Institute.
Just been sent in by email.
It's gonna be five people. So maybe you could be one of those lucky
five
people.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for some shout-outs to some great listeners.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Uncle Steve.
Uncle George and Aunt Teresa.
Miss Fatima.
And Uncle Kevin. I'm sorry. I also like to give some shout-outs to people who make us possible. Our song was Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto by James Brown. And our producer slash director, BL Self.
Our team mom slash security, B. Murray. And our therapy dog, P.
Because what would we do without a therapy dog? And like my mom always says, stop jumping around back there and put on your seatbelt.
Bye.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Christ.
Or is it Merry Kwanzaa?
Merry Christmas and Merry New Year.
Okay, have fun.
Happy Christmas and Happy New Year.
Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will say.